You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We're live at the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Ride and Run, our final one of the year. We're going to have one of our nicest days of the last month. We're going to be in the 70s today, so there's absolutely no excuse. Get out and ride and or run. Just get out, walk, do something. I was thinking about trick-or-treating. You know, we have our Halloween show coming up tomorrow, and I'm driving the Honda Odyssey Elite. Now, this is like the soccer mom van of, like, all luxury. Yeah. I was visiting with, we had our YMCA challenge yesterday, and Matt Bennett was telling me they went trick-or-treating with another couple that has this exact car. Okay. And they have these magic slide seats that, like, are interchangeable and move around. He said you can, like, just push all of the seats up to the front flat and, like, make an entire space for trick-or-treating.
That's crazy.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle May joins us.
I was teasing you about the minivan, but
Oh, you come in here with some judgment, do you?
We have one, too. So.
It's fun. No, yeah. I mean, it is a great ride. It's got all of the room in the world. I mean, what's amazing to me is, like, what looks sort of, like, much smaller than a van ever looked before has just as much room inside.
It does look a little bit more compact than they used to.
Yeah. So
they're looking better.
Inside, it's great.
We have a lot of active people with bikes and everything. That they have vans. You can roll your bike in the back.
Well, you could with this. You just slide everything up with the magic slide seats.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Honda thing, the only thing that is mildly disturbing to me is there's a push button, like, you know, park, reverse, and drive is all a push button.
So you can't get all mad and put it in gear and
No, there is no gear. So it's like the first time you put it in park and put your foot off the brake, it's like, okay, am I going to roll?
That's funny.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. All right, so we're almost done for the season. Tomorrow is Halloween.
It's a little sad.
It is.
Yeah.
But all seasons turn and change, right? Yep. I mean, that's what happens. So we've got a lot of things we want to get to as far as just dates are concerned, because even though this is our last Ride and Run segment of the year, there's still plenty of events that are going on in November and December. You've also got a great place to shop for the holidays, because I want to talk a little bit about your showrooms, because that's for people who like
We sell stuff too, just do events all the time.
Right, so. That's exactly right. And people who like to ride and or run or be physically fit, this is a great gift, because, right, I mean, you can't get enough shoes, you can't get enough clothing, I mean, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's a great gift.
All right. So let's go with
something local. And
absolutely.
And
go with the calendar, though. Start with that, because November 4th, which is coming up literally.
We started our yoga stuff.
I'm sorry. Did I skip ahead? Or is that? Okay. The Recovery Yoga Series.
Yeah.
Now, this starts at 10 a.m. It's $5 at the door. And tell me how this, what happens?
We roll out a bunch of stuff at the bike shop. We make room for about 30 people in there, and we have an instructor. We either have Abby or Chuck to come in and do the instruction.
Okay, so this is this Sunday.
Yeah, it's this Sunday. We're going to do it every other week
for
the winter, and then we'll do a series almost weekly after the first of the year. So, yeah, $5. You have to register in advance because it'll fill up.
Okay, so $5, register in advance. And how do they register? Can they do that online?
That's a good. It should be on our Fleet Feet Decatur IL website, or there's a Facebook event page, and you can sign up.
Okay, so easy to find then.
Yeah.
Now, Wednesday nights to the end of December, you're doing your cyclocross still. Now, is there a weather condition that stops you from doing the cyclocross? I mean, can it get bad enough?
No.
Okay, so you go out no matter what.
Yeah, we actually have been wanting rain because it's been really, really dry.
Okay.
And really fast. Yeah. But in the snow and the rain, whatever, is pretty fun.
Whatever, okay.
Whenever it's really, really, really cold at like 12, that's kind of not very fun. But other than that, it's pretty good.
All right, well, it looks like we're going to have, actually, if you look ahead to the forecast. I know, I'm saying it looks like a fairly mild winter.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be okay. Now, November.
It got cold real quick, and then getting a little.
But I don't think we're going to have like one of those like where we're just.
Okay.
I think we're going to be okay, at least through December.
Yeah.
All right, November 11th is the Scoville Classic Cyclocross Race. Now, that's being held at what was once Scoville Golf Course.
Yep.
Now, how much of the course do you use?
Very little of it, actually. Probably about a quarter of the course we use.
Is it the front nine or the back nine?
From what I understand, I never golfed. It's like the front front nine.
The front nine is over to the right if you're looking at the golf course, and it goes down and then back up.
Yeah, we go over the putting green, like the practice green, and then hit the gravel road and loop around and do a hill up to hole number 8, I think, and then kind of go over a bridge and zigzag back around. So we only use a mile and a half of it, so not a ton of it. There's a lot more stuff that we could do back there.
All right, if there's someone interested in doing this, Yeah. How do they sign up for this, the very specific race?
So the race, again, we have a Facebook event built for that. I have a page on our website. It's has different categories, and you can sign up the day of the race.
All right. Is there a link on our Now Decatur site?
There should. I'll make sure.
Okay, make sure you do that.
I have the event on there, but I don't know if I have all the links to the...
Let's make sure that's up there, because people can go to the Ride and Run segment on natacator.com and then find anything we're talking about. That's just the easiest way for people to
remember.
Yeah, we've
got a calendar that has both of the stores events on there. That's a great idea, Brian.
Thank you, Kyle. I know a thing or two about marketing. All right, November 18th, you're hosting the Dirty Petersburg Gravel Ride from the Hand of Fate Brewery. That's a 30, 40, 50-mile route. And you meet up at the brewery after.
Hand of Fate Brewery's on the square.
You know, you could just go to the brewery. You don't have to put all this effort into, like, making it okay to just go to the brewery.
It makes it feel a little bit like you deserve it afterwards. So, you know, they have some decent gravel roads right outside of the Petersburg.
Where is Petersburg?
It is north, pretty much straight north of Springfield.
Okay.
New Salem State Park's over there.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
It's right outside of New Salem.
Okay.
So you can hit some nice gravel roads really quick. We have a couple different routes that kind of overlap each other. It's not marked. It's just really low key. You got to navigate your own self around and then meet back at the brewery that opens at 1. There's like almost 500 people interested in this on Facebook. I know that means only like 12 will show up, but it'll be a pretty decent sized ride. And I was messaging Hand of Fate that you have a new outdoor patio that we can hang out on. So hopefully
outdoor
weather,
November 18th.
The weather works
well, you are optimistic about the rest of the year. All right. So the starting in November 19th, right after that, the third Monday of the month, you're going to be hosting your Winter Warrior Track Workout Series at the Disc. So you're right down the road from the Disc, that nice little tight West End community over there.
Yeah, and relationship with the Park District, they're letting us do a thing there.
All right, so this is $2 for non-members. This is a 30-minute, 1 hour, or what?
30-minute to an hour.
So somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour. Track workout, what does that mean? You're going to have Hoka there, then December is Brooks, January is Ultra, and then February 18th is New Balance. What you have representatives that are there from the companies with samples and things that people can try?
Yeah, we got shoe reps coming in. So Hoka will be here in a couple weeks and bring its selection of shoes that you can try. And we'll actually have a workout written out. So you like warm up for 2 laps, run one hard, one easy, something like that. And get together whenever the weather's maybe not as favorable to run outside and run on the track for a little bit and try some shoes out, and then experience the Disc and see what it's all about in their running track. So
very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to jump ahead on the other side of the break because we got to take a break here. But yesterday at our workout, Tangi had a Will Run for Chocolate shirt on, and that's an event you have coming up. But you also have Small Business Saturday and Dude Night. I want to talk about the holidays because this is an important thing. If you've got an active person in your life, and particularly if you have somebody that's hard to buy for, hard to shop for, this is the great idea of supporting local, buying local, and getting great merchandise for the holiday season. We'll tell you all about it with Kyle May with Ride and Run. Here's Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Look for a cloudy day today with a high of 73 degrees, and then for tonight, rain likely with an overnight low of 52 expected. For Wednesday, morning rain, cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 57. Thursday, cloudy skies with a high of 54 degrees. It is 53 at the studios in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time, 6:53.
Attention, Decatur area new and used car buyers. The Bob Brady Auto Group announces an on-site tent sale. Everything you love about a tent sale. Low prices, great finance offers, huge selection. But it happens at the dealership. This is huge. The Bob Brady Auto Group is combining Cadillac, Buick, and GMC with Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Fiat, Honda, Hyundai, and Mitsubishi to bring you one of the biggest automotive sales Decatur has ever seen. Now through October 31st, find millions in new and used car inventory at both Bob Brady locations. More than 1,000 vehicles at some of the lowest prices ever offered, and everyone comes with the incredible Charlie deal. This is not your typical tent sale. Discounts up to $15,000. New car payments as low as $199 per month. 0% financing with approved credit. How's that sound, Charlie? Now through October 31st, don't miss the on-site tent sale at both Bob Brady Auto Group locations. The Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth. The Bob Brady Auto Group on-site tent sale now through October 31st at Bob Brady. We're dealing.
In the 101st District, conservative reformer Dan Calkins is the right choice for our families. As our state representative, Dan Calkins will lead the fight for lower taxes, balanced budgets, and good-paying jobs. Dan Calkins shares our Central Illinois values. He's endorsed by pro-life advocates, Second Amendment supporters, and the Illinois Farm Bureau Activator. Change Springfield. On November 6th, elect Dan Calkins to fight for us.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Home ownership isn't just the American dream. It's one of the hallmarks of a growing, stable community. I'm Peggy Myers of Hickory Point Bank, and our mortgage lending services are just one example of our investment in Central Illinois. Whether you're an experienced home buyer or a first timer, whether you're upsizing or downsizing, we understand that every home is the home of your dreams, and we have the experience and expertise to help make it yours. Hickory Point Bank, invested, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Josh Tanner, and I'm the most qualified candidate running for Macon County Clerk. I've spent the last decade working for Macon County, building relationships and gaining valuable experience. I worked many elections assisting the current County Clerk. And as your Macon County Supervisor of Assessments, I collaborated with the Clerk in the tax extension process. I'm running as an experienced administrator, not a politician. And I'm ready to begin working on day one. I'm Josh Tanner, and I'm asking for your vote on November 6th. This ad paid for by Elect Josh Tanner.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here with Ride and Run, Kyle May from SpinCity.co and FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. All right, as we get into the holiday season, you guys have some things that are planned, and including Small Business Saturday. You're literally going to do an ugly sweater fun run. Now, this ugly sweater thing is like a huge industry. You realize that, right?
Well, I think ever since we started the run a couple years ago.
Is that what happened? Yeah, kicked it all off and blew up?
Yeah.
All right. So tell me, Black Friday obviously is still sort of, even though box stores are kind of going away, it's still sort of the domain of circular ads and people lined up to buy things, and there's only four of them and there's fights and it's horrible. So I think you guys made a good decision to close on Black Friday. And by the way, we could have several people playing for a state championship that day.
Yeah, I did it for the first time 2 years ago. Yeah. I went over to the stadium and watched Maroa play, and then St. T, I think, played.
Yeah, they had back-to-back games, yeah.
And then my cousin coached at Carlinville, and they were playing. So, like, all three of them in a row were playing over there. So, I decided to do this a couple of years ago. You know, this time of year for my stores are not super, super busy, so we decided to close on Black Friday and just go all in on Small Business Saturday and have a good time with it.
So all right,
we're kicking off the morning of Small Business Saturday with an ugly sweater run. And just like it sounds, you wear the ugliest sweater you can find, and we do prizes and stuff, and we have a really good turnout usually, and I make pancakes afterwards.
All right, now that would be a lot of pancakes, right?
Dude, I'm getting good.
Are you getting good at the pancakes?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I got this little thing that I can drop the batter on there and do them pretty fast. So
I get this little thing. You sound just like a chef. I'm all prepared. All right. November 29th is Dude Night at Spin City. The member reps will be coming in, the local breweries. They're going to raffle tickets for prizes. Proceeds going to the Movember Foundation. And then December 1st, the Will Run for Chocolate Fun Run, taking wrapping paper donations for Webster Cantrell Hall. So all of that information is available at nowdecatur.com or spincity.co or fleetfeeddecaturil.com or any of your Facebook. You guys are all over Instagram. It's a great shop. North Face, Patagonia, all the great gift items that you want are there. Make sure you check it out.
And we have gift cards and stuff, too.
Exactly.
And
if you don't know.
We also like whenever somebody comes in and they know somebody that rides and they might be a customer, and we pick out something for them, make it a little bit more personalized, too, so we do a good job.
Easy
to
do. We'll take a break.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
6:59. Good morning. Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Democratic congressional candidate Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan picked up a Decatur area endorsement over the weekend in her bid to unseat Congressman Rodney Davis. The Metro Decatur Black Chamber of Commerce, an organization representing African-American small businesses in and around Decatur, announced their support of Londrigan over the weekend. I'm proud that small business owners across Decatur and the Metro Decatur Black Chamber are endorsing my campaign for Congress, Londrigan said in a statement. In Congress, I'll work with community and local officials to bring new businesses and economic development to the city. I'll always look out for the best interest of small businesses, which form the foundation of our local economy. Wally Adeoye, the president of the Metro Decatur Black Chamber, told Londrigan that the endorsement serves as a signal to the diverse membership of the chamber that she will be a partner with them in finding solutions to the state's challenges. More news coming up after Fox News on WSOI Decatur at 7 a.m.
President Trump is getting ready to take a trip to Pittsburgh. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Days after the synagogue shooting spree that left 11 people dead.
You can't let these people disrupt any more than they already have, which is disgraceful. What he did is disgraceful.
The president says he'll pay his respects and meet with those wounded, police officers among them. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Not everyone's looking forward to President Trump's trip. Barry Werber says he survived the attack by hiding in a dark storage closet and had hoped the president wouldn't visit.
It's part of his program to instigate his base.
But Rabbi Jeffrey Myers, who was holding Sabbath services at the synagogue when the shooter opened fire, said the president of the United States is always welcome. His visit comes as the first of the victims' funerals are set for today, Dave.
Tony, the accused gunman was in court briefly yesterday. Robert Bowers could face the death penalty. The president also told Fox that caravan of Central American migrants making their way through Mexico is wasting their time.
A lot of bad people in there. People that are in gangs. We don't want them in this country.
Now he's deploying the military. More than 5,000 troops will be sent down to help the U.S. Border Patrol. There's something else the president wants to do. He's considering an executive order to end what's called birthright citizenship, telling Axios on HBO.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States.
That could lead to a court challenge. Current policy allowing birthright citizenship is based on interpretation of the 14th Amendment. Days after a college English professor and his wife went missing in Illinois, their 21-year-old son confessed to murdering his parents last night, and Jose Ramirez is cooperating with the Peoria County Sheriff to retrieve the bodies. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 7:03. News is brought to you by the Brass Horn. The University of Illinois Extension Office and the Decatur Park District are partnering up to lead a volunteer effort to remove a fast-spreading bush from Fairview Park. The invasive plant known as Emmer honeysuckle is taking over areas of the city's oldest park, which is hindering the growth of native wildflowers and other species. The community effort will take place this Saturday. Volunteers will meet at the Fairview Park pool area and work in teams to remove the honeysuckle. Participants should bring loppers, pruners, and gloves. The event is co-sponsored by the U of I Extension's Master Gardeners Program and Master Naturalists as well. For more information, contact Vashti Schwartz at 877-6042. Monday Night Football had the New England Patriots over the Buffalo Bills 25-6. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors downed the Chicago Bulls 149-124. And the St. Louis Cardinals have hired Jeff Albert as their hitting coach and Stubby Clapp as their first base coach. That rounds out manager Mike Schilt's coaching staff for next season. Up next, your WSOY three-day weather forecast. WSOY News Time is 7:04.
Hi, this is Brady Streckwitz from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear mizzen and a main dress shirt. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a mizzen and a main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
It's time to stop out and walk through the Southeast Place subdivision during their grand opening celebration this Friday. Located near 121 and Fitzgerald Road, you will notice beautiful new homes. Come take a tour with the Doolin Group and Brinkotter & Associates. Grab lunch from the food truck and take a tour of all three homes. Southeast Place offers 3- and 4-bedroom new constructed homes. Let these homes speak for themselves and stop out this Friday and take the tour. You won't be sorry. The Southeast Place grand opening this Friday starting at 6 a.m. with Byers & Company Live.
Here is Jeff Daly with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Look for a cloudy day today with a high of 73 degrees. Rain likely tonight. About a 100% chance, in fact. 52, the overnight low. Rain possible tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies otherwise with a high of 57. And Thursday, cloudy skies with a high of 54. 53 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur.